Out of the ashes of tragedy, sometimes good things can be created. Two young men were murdered in New Garden Township in a gang-related incident. Today we're announcing legislation to help prevent other young men from being pulled into the gang lifestyle, a road that can only end in death or incarceration. Now, when this murder happened, Chief Simpson, Jerry Simpson of New Garden, came to me and said, there must be something we can do to help prevent our children from being pulled into these gangs. So Chief Simpson and I sat down and we looked at legislation across the nation to see what we could do. And you know, part of the problem here is that nobody wanted to admit that there was a problem. You ask law enforcement, are gangs a problem in Pennsylvania? And they come back and tell you, absolutely. But nobody wanted to stand up and admit that there was a problem that needed to be addressed. Chief Simpson and I sat down and looked at legislation across the country. And we didn't need a huge bill, a bill that addressed everything in the world. We wanted something narrow and focused on what our problems were, preventing gangs from taking over places like Chester County. And we came up with a narrowly focused statute that would allow us to do that, allow us to protect our children, allow us to protect our communities. And then we took that to Senator Pileggi, a natural place to go because the murders happened here in New Garden Township in the senator's district. And we knew that the senator, with his law enforcement friendly positions, and a senator like Senator Rafferty, who joins us here today, would understand the problem and would help us. If this legislation saves just one child from being recruited into a gang, it will be a success. If this statute prevents just one young man from being killed in gang-related violence, then it will be worth every dollar and every speck of time that we spend on it. We have had too many mothers watching their children being taken off to jail for gang-related violence, and too many mothers watching their children being put into their ground, into their grave, dead as a result of gang-related violence. This legislation, hopefully, will put an end to that cycle.